Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board, Searchlight Community Center 200, Michael Wendell Way, Searchlight, Nevada 89046, on this May 13th, 2026 at 6 p.m. The agenda, the items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, or the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. Within a 48-hour advanced request, assign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board for this meeting may be requested from Kathleen Hickman at 702-298-0828. Supporting material also available at the Clark County Department Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material also available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight. And just as a reminder, the meeting tonight will be officially recorded in audio form and also placed on the Searchlight tab site at Clark County. And a video recording of this will be on YouTube in the next day or so, and you can look for Searchlight Town Advisory Board on there. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McInnes, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary Kathleen Hickman, County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. The meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call. James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter,
present.
Kayla McInnes,
present.
Donna Moore, absent. And Kyle Myers,
present.
Public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. First item, approval of minutes for April 15th, 2026. Do I have someone to make a motion on that?
I'll motion to approve the minutes for April 15th, 2026.
And a second to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
None opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Approval for the agenda for May 13th, 2026. Hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion on this?
I'll motion for the approval of the agenda for May 13th, 2026.
And a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Informational items, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, on current events and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. First, I want to announce, or I want to remind everyone, I know we've got our small business grant. There's some flyers out there. If there's any small business in Searchlight that would like to get up to $25,000 to do tenant improvements, please scan the QR code or email our office. We're more than happy to help you through. It's through our Community and Economic Development Department. I know our very own Gus Jerky here. They got were awarded a grant to do some improvements, so they're very excited. And we want to keep it within Searchlight, within the Southern County. So any businesses you know of, if they have any questions or anything, just let us know. Grow America is the partnership we're working with. They can answer any questions. So if you feel like you might not qualify or have any questions, you have a small business, just reach out to us. They're more than happy to help you talk through that. So. Another update, I know Friday is going to be our last for this series of Movie in the Park. I apologize, I know we've been announcing it's a Super Mario Brothers movie. Unfortunately, there was a licensing issue, but I've got good news. The Wild Robot will be played, so I've heard from a few people that really want to see that. So all the movies start at 7. I want to thank Bronson back there. I know he's been attending all of them, handing out popcorn, handing out swag and all that. So. Thank you so much to the community for coming out. It really helps, and we'll be looking to do more events like that. And then I'm going to pass over to Kyle. I know there's a few other county and SBO and Museum Guild events that he wants to announce as well. So.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. So the Searchlight Museum Guild is hosting a Memorial Day service at the Searchlight Cemetery on May 25th, Memorial Day, at 10 a.m. Will be a speech by Commissioner Naft, prayer by Town Board's James Allen, and the national anthem by Jeremiah Lewis, as well as a 21-gun salute. And we'll be honoring the brave and remembering the fallen soldiers of our country. And then Searchlight Betterment Organization has been working with Clark County Commissioner Knapp's office and Republic Services. Republic Services and Commissioner's office will be holding community cleanup weekends over at the Convenience Center. We'll have three this year and then every quarter, so four a year moving forward after 2026. And this year it'll be June 6th and 7th, September 12th and 13th, December 5th and 6th. Those are Saturday and Sundays, and it'll be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There'll be five dumpsters available for the community to use, and they ask that we bring no hazardous materials or tires, and that we keep all items inside the dumpsters. And if you guys have any questions or concerns, you can see me after the meeting for both of those events. Thank you.
And I just want to say one thing on that community cleanup. Kyle, I know he's very passive on that. He's done everything with that. He's worked extremely hard, so I just want the community to know how much Kyle has been dedicated to this. We've done a lot of calls with public services. We've reached out to them numerous times, but Kyle's really taken it on himself to really make sure we get these community cleanups. So I just want to thank Kyle so much. I know he's put all these logos on there, but truly, Kyle, these wouldn't be here without Kyle's hard work. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay, just a reminder, as speakers come to the podium, treat them with respect. And if you have questions, you can use the podium when the time has come for you to make a response. Next informational item, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other areas of crime concern.
We had 32 calls for service in the Searchlight area. From a year ago, that's a 39% increase, 39.13% increase. Last month in March, we had 25 calls, so there's even an increase from last month also. We've issued three traffic citations in the month of April. There were no DUIs. There were no domestic battery arrests. And we did have one adult arrest. Calls for service are the same numbers as they were from last month. The Terribles provided or had three calls for service. And that's the only business that actually generated any calls. Does the board have any questions?
Any questions from the board, from the public? Okay, thank you. Next item, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activities and statistics during the past month and other public safety concerns. Is our Highway Patrol here tonight? No.
I don't see a report.
I have a little summary I can read this. It looks like they had 306 traffic stops. Citations, 221, crashes, 3, non-fatal, and 1 arrest. So that's 424 contacts, motorist assist, abandoned vehicles, pedestrians, etc. Next item, receive a report from Melissa Vandruff with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Melissa Vandruff, V-A-N-D-R-U-F-F. For the month of April, we processed 121 civil citations, 2 probable cause tickets, and 34 traffic misdemeanor citations. Questions?
Questions from the board, from the public?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next, the informational item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening, Aaron Gamble, Las Vegas Valley Water District. Water usage for April 2026 was 3.89 million gallons, compared to 4.2 million gallons in April of last year. This represents a reduction of approximately 310,000 gallons. System conditions, there have been no major breaks or leaks to report. As they retire, our customer service continues to reach out to customers with potential leaks. And our rural system operators, they also monitor it too, and if they see kind of something that looks like a leak, they'll actually go in contact with the proper numbers too. So that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions from the public? From the board? Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And I'd like to read this next. Next report, receive a report from Las Vegas Water District regarding the status. Receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage.
Okay, for the statistics in April 2026, they treated an average of 42,000 gallons per day in comparison to 47,000 gallons per day last year during the same time. So for a difference in flow of a decrease of 5,000 gallons per day from last year, there were no sewer service complaints for the month of February, and there were no call before you dig tickets received for April. And then in their report that you can see, they have an attached chart that shows the flow comparisons as well as the annual rates and reference to where you can find this information as well as their budget.
Okay, thank you. Next informational item. Do we have anyone from UNR here tonight? Okay, so let's move on to the next informational item. Searchlight Library, do we have anybody from there?
They're not here, but I'll just give a quick update.
Okay. Thank you.
Flyers in the back. Their annual summer celebration is gonna be Thursday, June 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. I know a lot of the members in the community will be there, our office will be there, I know the SBO will be there, NDAL will be there, Vegas PBS, National Conservation Lands will be there. So it's a really great event. Please make sure you come out there. And definitely ask the library if you have any other questions. I don't know if Kyle's or more that. You know, there's splash pads and root beer floats and
slides and just lots of fun. So make sure you come out June 18th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
Okay, so next informational item, I guess that was probably part of it. Receive report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and activities.
Hello, Bronson Leon, L-E-O-N, Parks and Rec. April 2026, for Searchlight, we had 6 programs and 94 visits. Calamari, we had Open Rec and 26 visits. Just a quick announcement for a few events coming up. On May 22nd, we have the end of school pizza party down at the youth center. We'll be giving out pizza and soda for all the kids down there. And then I'm working with the library to do a Kids Night Out on July 23rd at the Searchlight Community Center. And that's pretty much it. Huh? Oh, I do have the movies in the park, but Mark didn't mention it. I do want to mention that if you are going to the movies in the park, please bring water. It is getting hot out, and we want you to stay cool out there. Thank you.
All right. Questions for the public? From the board? All right. Thank you. Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works.
Not a lot to report this month. We had the Cottonwood Cove directional sign right there close to the highway and the Cottonwood Cove Road intersection. The sign was fixed. It was facing the wrong way. It moved from the wind, but it's good now. And that's all I have this month, but if there's any questions or concerns.
Yes, Michelle, go ahead.
Michelle Brown, BROWN. Several months ago, I handed you a packet to send to Public Works, and I was just wondering if there was any update because I haven't seen anybody around or heard anything about the repositioning of the county right-of-way down to where the street actually is.
They did acknowledge the request to look into it. Outside of that, I haven't had any update from them directly, but I can definitely reach out and see if there's been any progress.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah, no
problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you.
No planning and zoning items this evening. Comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda items. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Judy?
Judy Bundorf, B-U-N-D-O-R-F, Grandpa's Road and Henderson. Here to give you information on some events coming up out at Walking Box Ranch. This is Friends of Awakening.org, and if you go to the website, most of these events you need to register for because there's a limit on the numbers of people that BLM wants to have out in, say, remote areas, and or capacity at Walking Box Ranch is limited too. So June 6th, and I do not have the time, it's the first Saturday, and there will be an opening of a new art show at the art gallery that's in the upstairs at Walking Box Ranch. Nothing on July 4th, because I have a conflict. One piece of paper says on July 18th, house tour and a Clara Bow matinee movie screening at Walking Box Ranch. Join us for a special screening of the movie that made Clara Bow the original It Girl. More info to follow. Then on August 8th/9th, save the date for an astronomy camp out at Walking Box Ranch with the Las Vegas Astronomical Society. They've been out before. They have amazing telescopes that you look at a TV screen and see what you're seeing through the telescope. To go on a little farther, tentatively, September 5th, first Saturday, an event at Mystery Ranch, a program on bats and bugs and dark night skies. And again, you have to register because there's a limited availability. October 3rd, we're going to have a cleanup and an opening of another art exhibit, changing out the one that comes up on June 6th. November 7th, educational program from a lady from the Nevada State Museum and a house tour. December 5th, educational program by Kim Garrison Means and a house tour. That takes us through the end of the year, but do visit the website that has all the details and a way to sign up. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Judy. It's Chris. Comments by the public? Yes, Joan.
Joan Messenbrink, 324 South Montana Street, Searchlight. I want to bring up an incident with an elderly person. Her home, she's been in the hospital, and in a apartment complex, her apartment was broken into. Now, this has panicked seniors within the community. The neighbors to her have called other friends, be careful, watch out, you're going to get broken into, don't leave your house. I had so many calls saying, what are we going to do? What can we do? We have one problem with seniors. If they have an issue and they need to file a report. They're afraid to. And they need to file something with the courts so the law can take care of it. But they don't. They call me. So-and-so said this. He said the gossip goes around town, and now I got a thing going, being director of the senior center and watching out for our seniors. They're frightened right now that the drug houses are operating in town. That bothers them. So being director and being a resident, and I love Searchlight, and I want it to stay healthy and well, and I'm trying to build up a good rapport with the community. We have dinners again. I posted one here. I should have brought some. And this month, this Thursday night, we're having barbecue chicken. And the end of the month, the 27th or 28th, we're having meatloaf dinner. We do have exercise on Mondays and Saturdays. And we have pool and bingo every Friday night at 5. Did anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you coming up. Any other comments from the public?
Chair, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to announce Searchlight Betterment Organization's annual Taco Tuesday fundraiser located at the Searchlight Senior Center. That'd be this next Tuesday, May 19th. You can take out or dine in, and it will be from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., so we hope to see you then. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Okay, our next meeting will be held at June 10th, 2026, right here at the same place, 6 p.m. Meeting is adjourned.